Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk a lot of gaming issues with Mike Alonzo, including electric dance music. Figure that out. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Rue Goodnow, Mylon Hawkins, and Andrew McKay. All coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
At TravelNevada.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Alonzo, partner with Lewis and Rocha. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. It's a pleasure to be back.
Okay, so my first question to you, and I'm sure it's going to be a positive response, is Pat Mulroy on the Gaming Commission.
I think it's a good thing. I think Pat will, she's very bright. She'll get up to speed quickly, and, she's smart and understands the issues and doesn't have any conflicts, which I think is very important right now for the commission.
She's one of my favorite people, and it's interesting that she may be the person who has taken on the most responsibility work-wise since she retired, and that she wasn't exactly a slacker beforehand.
That seems to always work that way, doesn't it?
It is indeed. CSAs, they have a larger debt than the city of Detroit, according to Howard Stutz of the Las Vegas Review Journal. Is Japan, if they get a license there, the saving grace for them?
I don't know that it's a saving grace, given that it's going to take a long time, I think, for Japan to even pass the law, then the regulations, and then before somebody can start construction. I mean, it's going to take some time. Then they're going to have to finance that program and add more debt. Right now, you've got all the bondholders or several groups of bondholders, because there's so many different tranches that are lining up, either filing lawsuits or taking positions because Caesars has moved assets from one company to another, and some of the bondholders believe they weren't allowed to do that under their bond covenants.
And it's interesting, too, that, like we saw in Northern Nevada with the train trench that's being used as collateral, the Octavius Tower and some of the other properties in Las Vegas are being used for collateral for some of these new loans and covenants that are going through. It seems to me that it would be pretty hard if something went wrong for you to go and reclaim one tower out of four or five at Caesar's Palace.
But it happens. I mean, those deals are very, very complicated, and you've got many different lenders. Some are deeply subordinated in their security. Some are senior, you know, secured lenders, and that's where everybody's sort of lining up to figure out where they stand in the stack.
And, you know, it's also interesting that TPG and Apollo, who are the two main owners of Caesars Palace, or of Caesars Entertainment, are huge. They are huge investors. I mean, even though we're talking over $20 billion in debt, they have far more at their disposal. And, in fact, in the past, they were buying their own debt at, you know, 10 cents, 30 cents on the dollar, and that's how they ended up with the Palms, that's how they ended up with Planet Hollywood. Are they still doing that?
In the Caesars case, I don't think they're doing that there. I think they're doing it elsewhere. They have their distressed funds, and they look for those kind of opportunities. I think the senior, whatever it is, I'm not sure the number, $12 billion or $14 billion, that senior secured debt, I don't think that's priced for them to jump in. It's not a great deal now because I think all that's been factored through on where the people are that hold it at this point.
And is that pretty much done now, now that we're coming out of the recession? And it seems like very strongly out of the recession. Are those kind of opportunities gone?
I don't think so. I still think there are. I mean, you saw the Cosmopolitan. Obviously, that was a little bit different deal, and the Deutsche Bank was going to stay in the ownership of that. But there are other properties, from what I understand, that they're cash flowing, they're doing okay, but they still have a lot of debt on the books and they can't quite make it. They may not be able to refinance the debt in time when it's due. And so I still think there's a lot less of those restructuring opportunities, but they're still out there.
Phil Ruffin has made it very clear that he'd love to buy more gaming properties. Do you think there are opportunities for him in the next couple of years?
I don't think there's any great deals. He likes to find something that he thinks is a great deal. I'm not sure that in Nevada there are, because there's still too much debt. Those deals that have to go or that people want to restructure, there's still a lot of debt. That's why they're doing it. He's looking at opportunities in, say, Kansas. He's back at that racetrack, I think, is what I saw a couple weeks ago, that he's back looking at that opportunity right now.
Do you think he's ever going to get the Mirage?
I don't know.
Too much cash flow?
I don't know if MGM can sell it for a big enough number to him, big enough multiple for it to make a difference to MGM.
You know, one of the things that was interesting, you know, and obviously shopping has become a huge endeavor in Las Vegas, and is part of, you know, seeing the gross numbers for gaming are going down as an overall part of the package. But he's building a shopping center, and the main tenant is going to be a CVS. And I thought, CVS, that's not really exciting. And then I went across the street to the Venetian and saw the lines at the Walgreens. There were 60 people in line at the Walgreens across the street. That's a phenomenal business on the Strip.
I think with that kind of traffic, it doesn't take a whole lot of excitement to get enough people in there to make it work and to be able to charge them a rent that will do better for him than some other amenity or, you know, more gaming devices. Obviously, all the floors are shrinking in terms of slot machines because the numbers are going down. So they're looking for use of that space or space that's adjacent to it because of the traffic volume.
What difference is it going to make on the North Strip when Genting finally comes out of the ground with their project?
Well, I think with SLS opening up, and then if Genting does what they're going to do, everything looks like they're going to do it, and it's going to be a fabulous project. I think it just makes that area much more vibrant. You know, can it compete with the South End? I mean, the time will tell. I think they need more projects there, but that will take care of a couple of big projects that will anchor that North End, and then you've got the Fountain Blue still sitting out there. Nobody knows what's going to happen with that at this point.
Do you hear people sniffing around on that?
I've heard it, but nothing serious.
In Singapore, Genting, because the Singapore government didn't just want gaming, they wanted conventions, they wanted tourism, and they forced Las Vegas Sands and Genting to do other things. Genting put a Universal Studios into their property there. Do you think you're going to see something like that on this project?
I don't know that you're going to see that on this project. It's from what I've seen, it's a pretty spectacular project by itself, but I don't know that they're going to do something that big.
Do we know the name of the panda yet? I'm just kidding. Let's take a break. More with Mike Alonso when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
we perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your site is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Alonzo, partner with Lewis and Roca, and an expert on gaming in the state of Nevada. You've had to spread your wings, you know, all gaming attorneys have, just because there are so many different areas now that are making money for properties. It's not just about the gaming anymore. In fact, that's a minor part in Las Vegas, for example. Did you ever think that electric dance music was going to be a phrase that you were going to become familiar with at this point in your life?
No.
But
no,
it's huge.
But it's huge, and money laundering, you know, the internet gaming, all those things, the restructurings, we were talking about that earlier, all those things, I think gaming lawyers had to move around because the typical deal that we were seeing so much of, casinos changing hands or being built from ground up, are just not happening in the way it was happening pre-2007.
A lot of growth now as far as building goes, and we're going to see the results as early as this year. What was, I believe, the property for City Center North is now going to become a major event complex, correct?
Correct.
What do you see coming from that? And do you see a point in time with the revival of City Center to where it's now appears to be a thriving project, that City Center North will ever get built? Or is it just too big?
Well, I think it'll get built eventually.
Really?
I don't think it's a way off, but MGM's doing well, I think, in terms of all the gaming companies and the amount of debt that they had 6-7 years ago, and it was doom and gloom. And they're well positioned, I think, in Macau and here to take advantage of you know, the business getting better. They're probably in the best position in Las Vegas, I think, out of all the large gaming companies. And then they've had other projects on the East Coast that are, you know, coming to fruition. And so I think that they'll be in a better position to do that. But whether or not they take that bite, I mean, I think it's going to depend on a lot of factors.
Huge stadium that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
And then that huge entryway to it that's, what, $350 million? No, I guess the stadium's $350 million. How much was the park that's going to be in front of it?
I don't remember the numbers, Sam.
It's
impressive.
Yeah. And going to the Link the Quad and the High Roller, my last trip to Las Vegas, I mean, that strip was just packed. And if that's any indication for MGM of what's going to happen, I mean, it's phenomenal. And it's not about gaming. It's about restaurants and shopping. And everything else.
Doing very well. Yeah, the Link project's doing very well. It's a good sign.
The return of Don Marandino. It was announced last week officially, although a lot of us have been hearing about it for a while, that Warner Gaming is going to redo the Horizon at Lake Tahoe as the Hard Rock Hotel. The Park Cattle Company, in their new form, is also going to build a 200-room hotel. It's supposed to be 5-star on the Edgewood Golf Course, which is right next door. Are you seeing a rebirth for Lake Tahoe now?
I don't know if it's a rebirth yet. I think those kinds of projects, like what the Park family's talking about doing in Edgewood, those things we've seen a lot of. The gaming has not. We haven't seen a lot of because the gaming has been down for several years.
Does it actually matter anymore? I mean, that's the realistic thing. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, gaming is like whiskey. It's everywhere. So if that's what you're going to deal with, then you're not dealing really. In fact, it was the new head of the Grand Sierra Resort who's going to be on the program later on this week. And he was opening their $15 million nightclub, which is huge for Reno. And in the style of the Las Vegas clubs, but he was comparing it to clubs all across the country. He said, if you think people are going to drive from Sacramento to Reno to gamble, he said, it's not going to happen.
Well, but I think, you know, those clubs, like Las Vegas shows, you can have the nicest club and it'll last for 6 months or a year. Marquee at Cosmopolitan, then the new one at MGM, the $125 million Hakkasan comes along and it takes first place. So whether you're in Reno and you spend $15 million at the GSR or anywhere else, 6 months later, you're old, and something new has come along, and you still can't get a return on that investment like you can out of your gaming floor. And that's the problem, I think, for a lot of these properties. The Hard Rock in Las Vegas, who's selling the brand or leasing, licensing the brand to the Horizon, same thing. When Cosmopolitan came along, it took a bite out of their business because they're a special boutique kind of a hotel, but it's got over 1,000 rooms. It's not really a boutique hotel anymore. I think at the Horizon, that, you know, the Horizon has upside because it has such a small amount of the market share now. It's been hurting for a long time and it needs to be cleaned up. And maybe this is the impetus for them to get to another level where they can fill the hotel rooms. The casino is a good amenity for them, and that Hard Rock brand brings people in that wouldn't otherwise come to South Lake Tahoe.
Mount Blue has already said they're in with the idea of revitalizing South Lake Tahoe. The question is, what does Harrah's or Caesars now do with their properties in Reno and Lake Tahoe? My understanding is that they're for sale, but nobody's offered the price that they want for these properties.
And I think that's just going to continue to happen until somebody comes along and is willing to pay a big number. Because, again, it's like the Mirage discussion we had. Caesars isn't going to let go of a property that may be cash flowing or is putting something towards the overhead versus just giving it away. In the meantime, though, I don't think they're going to do anything.
All right.
There's a bigger fish to fry somewhere else.
Last question, yes or no? You're optimistic?
I'm optimistic.
That's a good thing. Because you and I, we're always on the other side of that fence there. I'm Mr. Optimism, and you're going, wait a minute.
I'm optimistic. It's coming back.
That's a good thing, my friend. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
At TravelNevada.com.
Carson City Jeep is at it again, celebrating the summer clearance event with savings that only confirm what you already know. If you want lower prices on Jeeps and a higher trade-in value for your vehicle, shop Carson City Jeep and drive a brand-new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for just $30,800. Or the all-new Diesel Limited, only $42,000. Or a 2014 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited 4x4, just $30,000. It's clearance time at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Rue Goode now joins us, attorney with Parsons, Bell & Latimer. Mylon Hawkins is vice president of Interface Computer Associates, and Andrew McKay is chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority.
Morning.
Pleasure to have you all here.
Thanks.
So Jennifer Robinson in the business press out of the Las Vegas Review-Journal talking about the health exchange insurance rates are going to be lower for 2015 than was predicted. Does it seem to you in any way, and I'm caging it that way, that Obamacare may starting to be working for the Silver State, just in the sense that the rates may have been higher the first year just because the insurers didn't really know who was going to be in and who was going to be out, and now they have a better idea?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think insurers are always looking at what are their costs, and I don't think Obamacare's done anything about lowering the costs.
Do you object to the fact that Obamacare is a government overseen program, but it's run by private enterprise? I mean, it's not the government who is providing the insurance, it's private companies.
Sam, as an economist yourself, you know that when you...
As an economist? You're talking about me as an economist?
Yeah.
I barely balance my checkbook.
You know that when government introduces some regulatory inefficiency into this system, that doesn't decrease costs. That doesn't make economic sense.
Ms. Hawkins, would you like to jump in?
Yes, I will jump in because I have followed this from its inception. And quite frankly, in the states that are working with the federal government, it is working very well. In the states like California, New York, their programs are working extremely well, and the rates are coming down. If we look at Medicare and the efficiency of Medicare and its costs as opposed to many HMOs, which have much higher inefficiency because of their overhead. I mean, this is profit. Medicare isn't working on a profit basis. So we've had more people coming in than were expected. People are getting care, and the hospitals are the ones who are really benefiting because they're getting paid. Before, they had red ink all over the place from people who ended up in the emergency room, ended up in serious conditions, and there was no way to collect money.
Do you want to respond?
I think that I would just point to the VA and show you examples of government efficiency.
But that's different because the VA is not run by private insurance.
Right.
Again, Sam, I don't think introducing another level of bureaucracy contributes toward insurance. The fact that you go to a private insurance company to introduce that bureaucracy or go to the government, I don't think makes too much difference.
Okay, but now, Andrew, when you look at this from a business perspective, aren't a lot of people potentially going to make a lot more money and be a lot busier? In fact, our medical system basically can't handle what we have. I went to the doctors a couple of weeks ago, and there were two doctors. There was no registered nurse available. I had to wait 4 hours, and this is my regular doctor. I look at this and think, gosh, those people are making a lot of money.
Some will, some won't. I mean, you look in terms of doctors that are, they're doing boutique practices. I mean, it's in essence almost like a country club. You pay a membership, you pay a flat rate, you got your doctor, you want him on the horn. Those guys are going to make money. The reality is when you look at the actuarial numbers, costs are going to go up long term. There's no way. You have to have healthy, young individuals to enroll in these exchanges and Obamacare to make a pencil out, and it's not working. They'd rather pay the penalty.
We're in first year, okay? The penalties are quite low in the first year. When you get into second and third year, don't you think that a lot of those younger people are going to be forced to enroll, or they're just going to pay huge fines?
I think the answer is they won't, because the fact is when you look in terms of the healthiest individuals that are necessary to make the actuarial numbers work are those that are healthiest, and they're young. People that are younger in their lowest earning years. So you're going to pencil it out and look at what is your adjusted gross income, and it's going to be, I'm convinced, and there's no evidence out there that I've seen that would demonstrate that somebody's going to say, I would rather pay the fine, or excuse me, I would rather enroll in the exchange than pay the fine, because they're going to get a subsidy.
Myra?
Well, the interesting thing is that there are young people enrolling, a lot of young people, because they also realize that if they're driving a motorcycle and get wrapped around a lamppost, you know, there are a lot of conscientious young people that are enrolling into the exchange. And I think that as this goes on, more and more young people will want to be covered, particularly if you have a pre-existing condition like diabetes or asthma. You couldn't get insurance before. Now you can.
True.
And so we're looking at young people who do also have chronic health conditions that want to take care of themselves. And if they have that insurance, they're going to be able to. And we're looking at medical homes now, which are a little bit different than the way medicine was practiced. You go into a hospital, chances are your doctor will not see you. There's the hospitalist there. Doesn't know you, but you're going to be under his wing. It's an interesting dynamic that is happening all across the way we are trying to figure out how to take care and make a healthier America.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Much more to come on this topic, obviously, as we go into year two. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Title Max got your money, your money, your money, your real money.
Title Max can turn your car title into real money. We're talking $1, $5, even $10,000.
Your real money.
Title Max gets you more by charging less, up to 50% less. All it takes is a car title and ID, and you're approved.
Your real money.
Bring your car title to Title Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
Title Max got your money, your money, your real money.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Better Careers are currently available and waiting for qualified applicants. Get started on a rewarding career with a future at Career College of Northern Nevada. Call the number on your screen now. Financial aid available to those who qualify. Call the Career College of Northern Nevada at 888-350-0325.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
On our next broadcast, to just open a nightclub that costs $15 million in Reno, we'll have Steve Rosen here, president of the Grand Sierra Resort. See you on the next broadcast.